and pulled the driver up from the dirty floor of the bus. He slammed him face forward against the windscreen. Mikey saw the driver's head press sideways against the glass, his hands palm outwards on either side. The gunman raised his weapon. The barrel was no more than a foot from the driver's head. He fired. The shocking, deafening report penetrated Mikey to the core. The driver collapsed. His brain matter, like jelly, left a thick goo on the blood-spattered windscreen. The glass had splintered at the point where the round penetrated his head and cracked into the glass. Mikey felt himself retch and had to cover his mouth with his hand.
"Get out the bus!"
the other gunman repeated. This time, there was no hesitation. The passengers snapped to their feet and pressed their way out of the bus, Mikey included. Sandwiched between the other passengers, he got a whiff of urine. Someone had wet themselves with fear, and Mikey had to try hard to stop himself doing the same. He averted his eyes as he passed the butchered body of the driver and stumbled down the steps of the bus onto the hard-baked ground outside. The midday sun was dazzling. The dry heat caught the back of his throat. A heat haze rose from the metal bulk of the graffitied lorry. Beyond it, he saw the mountains of the Sierra Madre, grey and rocky against the piercing blue sky. A few metres from where the bus was parked